Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio again today, as he is each week, is our friend Jeff Pitts from CityView. He's got stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. Jeff, welcome back. Good to see you, man. Friday, let's go.
Can't wait.
You're thinking about it, right? You're thinking.
Oh, there's too much to do this weekend.
Is there? So this weekend, you got stuff.
Better than last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend was a little dry.
Slim pickings.
Yeah, all right. Let's go.
Okay. All right, let's see here. Back. Play ball.
Oh.
This weekend, Iowa Cubs are playing right now. So it's too late to get there, but they'll be in town all weekend.
All weekend long.
Through Tuesday, I think. Yep.
Yeah. Who are they playing?
At the Principal Park. They're playing Oklahoma City.
Nice.
The Cubbies.
Yeah.
You a Cubs fan?
I am a Cubs fan, yeah. Tigers first.
Yeah. Cubs second.
Yeah. But I do enjoy, and I've said this to you so many times, you know, Principal Park and the Iowa Cubs. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's better than that? Except, of course, this weekend when you have to take your parka.
That's the thing. Yeah. But who knows? Maybe the weather guys, they don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't know.
All right. Play Could ball. Be beautiful.
Play ball. Donuts.
Donuts.
Coffee lovers and donut aficionados indulge in an assortment of delectables brought by 40 to 50 vendors at the Coffee and Donut Festival.
What?
This weekend, Saturday.
A coffee and donut festival.
Mm-hmm. Coffee-infused or donut-inspired creations will be available along with donut burgers,
what?
Donut sundaes, donut tacos, espresso brownies, and other yummies. A panel of judges, including CityView's Katie Colosimo,
yeah,
will be on hand to select the best coffee, best donut. Attendees will also have a say as they cast ballots for the 2018's People's Choice Award of Donuts.
Donuts.
In each category. It's a family-friendly event. There will be donut wrestling.
What?
Donut coloring. Donut face painting. Donut toss.
All right, so whoa, where's all this going on?
And other donut opportunities. Seven Flags.
And if you've wondered where all of the police officers in the metro are at, bingo. They're going to be at Seven Flags. How nice. Donuts at Seven Flags.
Donuts at
when
Seven
Flags.
It's
again?
A donut
Sorry.
Fest.
Of course.
Coffee and Donut Fest, yeah.
When?
Saturday. Saturday Got at it. 8 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Wow, that's a lot of donuts.
It's a lot of donuts. And I can't imagine being a judge and eating donuts from 8 a.m. I mean, that's going to be sugar overload.
Yeah. It's a lot of donuts.
Someone's got to do it.
All right.
Sounds fun, though.
It does.
What do you suppose donut wrestling is?
I'm almost afraid to find out.
Be prepared to drool.
There you go.
That's what it says. What do you think of, Michael, when I say Meadowlark Lemon?
Of course. Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, are they coming?
They are. Saturday. Harlem Globetrotters, known for their one-of-a-kind family entertainment, are coming to Wells Fargo Arena on Saturday to take their they're taking on the longtime adversaries, Washington Generals.
Oh, those guys.
But they've been revamped. This team's been revamped recently.
The Generals?
Yeah, that's what it says. They recently launched a more competitive profile.
I bet.
They're making it. This tournament-tested team and the squad is looking to snap a 47-year losing streak Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena.
Anybody got bets on that deal?
You would be watching history.
Yeah, that's right. You would be.
What if you were there that when you saw
when the Washington Generals beat the Harlem Globetrotters?
47-year morale's got to be low in that organization.
Yeah, it's got to be bad. I wonder if some of the same players are there. You know, one of the things about that, which is so cool, the Harlem Globetrotters have had the same shtick for decades.
Yep.
And it is always great to watch them. I mean, it is a fabulous time. Harlem Globetrotters in Des Moines, how fun.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with the pail of water. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it's just great. Oh, nice.
Okay. Sunday.
Yes.
The Texas Tenors are at Hoyt Sherman Place.
Not the Texas Tenors.
Yes, the Texas Tenors.
Wow.
The not Texas the, Tenors. Not the... The Texas Tenors will treat the audience to favorites from their new studio album, Rise, including orchestral arrangements of Amazing Grace, The Righteous Brothers, Love and Feeling, John Denver's Country Roads, Take Me Home, and an emotional rendition of the patriotic Irving Berlin classic, God Bless America.
There you go. The Texas Tenors, which, by the way, are much more in demand than the South Dakota Sopranos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not even, yeah,
not even close.
Not even not a match.
Very nice. That's going to be at Hoyt Sherman?
Hoyt Sherman. Sunday.
Sunday.
8 p.m. Sunday. This weekend, at the dawn of a new century, everything is changing and anything is possible. Huh? Three families embodied by an upper-class wife, a Jewish immigrant, a Harlem musician. They all cross paths and their lives intertwine in pursuit of the American dream. After a tragedy, people discover they have more in common than anyone thought. Based on the best-selling book by E.L. Doctorow, with a Tony Award-winning score, Ragtime is a powerful and inspiring portrait of America and musical theater, storytelling at its finest. At the Playhouse.
It is at the Playhouse, yeah.
Starts Friday, today, and runs through April 29th.
Wow. Ragtime.
Ragtime.
Through April 29th.
Yep.
Wow, nice.
Should be good.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds good. I love going to the Playhouse. Don't get there enough, but... Sixth annual Couture for a Cause event. Couture for a Cause? How do you say that?
Couture. Couture? Is this about clothing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Clothing for a cause.
You're more... No. Couture.
Couture.
Couture for a Cause event to benefit Children's Cancer Connection. The Couture for a Cause Fashion Forward Fundraising Event, Sunday, 11 to 2, at the Willis Auto Campus Lexus Showroom in Clive. This is a runway fashion show.
Got it.
Local and models. Yeah. Benefits the Children's Cancer Connection. They raised $70,000 last year.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a chunk.
That is a chunk of change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, example, they provide for programs for the kids with... education, recreation, and support, camps, retreats, hospital-based programs, support services, and family outings,
Nice. Survivorship
services.
Very nice.
Yeah. So if you get the chance on Sunday.
Cool.
Should be neat. Couture.
Couture.
I thought you knew what that meant. You were more sophisticated than I was.
Well, yeah. Well, fashion. I said fashion.
Yeah, you did nail it. Yeah, you're right. Next week.
Monsieur, mademoiselle.
Next week. The Second City. Look Both Ways Before Talking. Temple Theater, Temple Comedy Series.
Yep.
You remember The Second City, the Chicago?
I do. Yeah, sure.
This is the hype. The elephant in the room's got nowhere left to hide when The Second City returns to Des Moines with a side-splitting satirical look at all the things that divide us. Tackling hot-button issues and cringy social situations head-on. Look Both Ways Before Talking features sketches and songs written by some of the famed comedy troupe's biggest alumni like Tina Fey and Steve Carell.
Yep. That's where a lot of our friends from Saturday Night Live got started.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's legendary.
City. It is legendary.
Coming to the Temple.
Got it.
It comes next week and then runs through the end of April. Also next week, Tuesday, Library Avid Series, where they bring in the authors and have them talk about their books. Started last week, and the second one of the season's coming up on Tuesday, April 10th, 7 p.m., Central Library. John Lescorote has now written 28 novels.
Wow.
He'll talk about the long and winding road he took to being a best-selling author and discuss his newest novel, Poison.
Poison.
The latest in his Dismas Hardy series.
Ooh. That's going to be at Central Library?
Central Library.
Very nice.
How many novels have you written?
None.
Me neither. He's got 28-0.
He's got his beat.
Wednesday with 6 decades, 200-plus albums, and infinite fans. You know who I'm talking about.
No.
Wednesday. Willie Nelson is a national icon, and he will be at Wells Fargo Arena Wednesday. This Texan is creative genius behind the historic recordings of Crazy, Redheaded Stranger, and Stardust. He's earned every conceivable award as a musician and amassed reputable credentials as an author, actor, activist.
Yeah,
he continues to thrive.
I saw Willie in Texas.
He's Willie to you.
Yeah, Willie to me, yeah. I saw Willie, Mr. Nelson. I met his daughter.
Really?
Yeah, she's got her own band down there in Texas, too. Uh-huh. It's kind of a cool thing. Anyway, so Willie was performing at a function that I was at, maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there and sitting, I think, second or third row. And there was only about 400 of us.
Really?
It was a private performance.
Wow.
Yeah. That was cool.
Was it cool?
It was. It was cool. You know, the thing about Willie,
mm-hmm.
This was a solo thing. So he was there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, I was kind of nodding off.
Yeah.
About the eighth song.
Were you?
Because Willie is not really energetic when he's by himself.
Yeah.
But I'm sure with a whole band. Yeah, that'd be cool.
I mean, it's a big deal. Like a $200 ticket.
Ooh.
Don't quote me on that. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it would be a lot. Stuff going on in the Metro with Jeff Pitts. Thank you, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, more to come. All right, Jeff Pitts is with us each and every Friday talking about stuff to do in the Metro. Well, that's it. It's a wrap for the Business News Hour for this week, and we do have some business news for you. You know, 5 years ago, we started a business relationship with the Des Moines Radio Group, where we purchased an hour each weekday to broadcast the business news of the Nation Region, the Wall Street Report, and offer up long-form business interviews. In other words, I have never worked for the Des Moines Radio Group. As a matter of fact, I don't work for AM 940. They, I guess you might say, work for us. And I'm so grateful for that relationship and the opportunity that they provided us to launch what is still the only daily business news broadcast in the Midwest. However, as Bob Dylan once wrote, the times, they are a-changin', and that's what this is about. Recently, we were reflecting on the daily number of downloads of our interview segments that we have on podcasts. You can find our podcasts on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and on TuneIn Radio, our twice-a-day broadcast blog, and our emails. And we got to looking at the numbers, and we found that, in fact, the daily downloads outrank what we're reaching on the radio. So we made the decision to cease this broadcast over terrestrial radio and take it all to our podcast. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going away. Each and every day, Monday through Friday, we're still going to deliver the business news of the nation, the region, our long-form business interviews, what happened on Wall Street and why, but you'll be able to get it now at your time, on your leisure. You don't have to be plugged in from 5 until 6 o'clock, but at 5 o'clock every evening, you can find our podcasts about all of the things that we've been bringing you for the past 5 years. And there is another valuable change here. We're excited to announce that the Business News Hour Week in Review will now air each Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. on News Talk 1540 KXEL. That's a 50,000-watt clear-channel radio station that covers much of eastern Iowa. It's going to be a great adventure. It's an all-news talk radio station, and we're on each Sunday starting at 2 o'clock for an hour. It's a Week in Review of the business news. So I just want to say, hey, thanks. You folks have been with us for a long time. You can still reach out to the Business News Hour. You want to find all of the things that we do. Just remember to Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. For all of us that have put this together each and every day, Tyler Hackenmiller is still going to be with us from time to time on a whole host of other opportunities that we have. I want to say thank you. Thank you to the Des Moines Radio Group. Thank you to Mary Sayre. Thank you to all of the people that have, that have allowed us to create this one-of-a-kind experiment in broadcast radio. So while we're signing off today from AM 940, we'll be back on Monday on the podcast. Remember, all you have to do is go ahead and Google Insight on Business, the News Hour, and if you're in eastern Iowa, on KXEL, Sunday at 2 o'clock, it's Insight on Business, the News Hour, a week in review. Thanks so very much. We certainly appreciate everything that we've been given and everything that you've done for us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, thanks so very much for listening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.